As we meet tonight, I wish to convey positive and negative associated with this past year and years past issues of service that are our lives this past fiscal year and the resolutions of those issues of service. This fiscal year, our Lincoln City Council approved a budget of $10,520,427 after transfers. Our general fund did not withstand an additional burden of cost at this time. Our payroll continues to be the biggest expense that we generate. The amphitheater is at least 15 staff short, and our responsibility for the increased community economic development. Residential development has little effect to being associated with new growth. We are not complaining, but we have offered a solution to offset some high payroll dollars towards the midpoint of this fiscal year, as well as certain taxpayers in the decision making on some of the major issues facing our City Clerk Melanie Riggs, by the way, a human resource for fish control, as well as Sylvester Faulkner, our city treasurer. And Melanie and I came up with a proposal for an early retirement incentive. And those individuals employed by the city who have qualified time to retire, and you're qualified time to retire by the end of this new fiscal year. There's a potential for over $450,000 in savings to receive offers over a 3-year period at the same time, allowing participating in the CRI, be able to hire new employees at a lower payroll rate, and some departments more employees than the number of retirees. This incentive was proposed to finance off the Speaker's Committee last month and was endorsed by both the Finance Office of the Committee on April 24, 2007, as a means of reducing the city's regular payroll costs. This issue will continue to be addressed by the City Council as a whole in the next few months. Alderman Fraser, Finance Office Committee Chair, along with the City Treasurer, Lester Cotton, came up with the idea of placing this through growth infrastructure project in the Abraham Lincoln Memorial Hospital Expansion Project from the ballot for the city council vote by Representative Brendan. Whether or not they want to see any investment money for the priority for these two projects, sacrifice as street department projects to be constructed elsewhere in the Lincoln. The city is also going to have to face how these projects are continually be maintained when they are constructed. The residential and commercial properties within the vicinity of both of these projects will need to be annexed and included. We will have no choice if residents and business owners rely on receiving food services on a daily basis. You're going to have the funding to maintain these services. On a positive note, we will work toward and together with all parties involved in economic development and brought in new businesses. We retain current businesses and show Central Illinois and the state of Illinois. The city of Lincoln is up and coming. That's the only city in economic development and will continue to proceed in that direction. We create an incentive, coordinated effort, and dedication to the staff. I wish to thank all of our city council aldermen, including former alderman Derek Crane and Aaron Whitaker, elected officials, and departments in this past year to accept the continued efforts for even more successful negotiations. I also wish to thank the city for allowing me to serve these past years. This task has given me many sleepless nights, but most importantly, a task which I have thoroughly enjoyed, and I hope to continue successfully for the next 2 years. Being mayor as well as an elected official is not an easy task. And I appreciate those of you who understand the city council, and I do not make decisions lightly, but only after many hours and days of contemplating the best course of action. I love the city and love the people of interest. I don't want to jeopardize any of those changes, but I also want to improve the quality of life and never the same. Please give us the respect and attitude we need to make those decisions a reality. But always let us know your opinion, as this is a democracy. Everyone should be served. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. Okay. We've got some people here that have done some good economic development, and I think we need to be told on that. So at this time, thank you for the opportunity to serve you.